Harry Moon,
Wand, Paper, Scissors, based on the book by Mark Andrew Poe. Sleepy Hollow. No, not that Sleepy Hollow. This is Sleepy Hollow, Massachusetts, where, thanks to Mayor Maximus Kleegor, in an effort to bring more money and tourism to the town, it looks like it's Halloween every day of the year. It always seems like it's autumn here. The town is decorated with oranges, blacks, and yellows. Jack-o'-lanterns can be seen everywhere. Streets have names such as Witch Broom Road, Magic Row, and Conical Hat Avenue. And at the center of town, there's a statue of the Headless Horseman. You will often see children going to school in costume for one reason or another. Today, Harry Moon, a 13-year-old boy, shorter than most of his classmates in 8th grade, arrives at Sleepy Hollow Middle School in a magician's costume.
Wake up feeling magical today, Harry?
Hey, Isaac. Yeah, I've got practice for the talent show after school. It was easier just to wear the costume instead of having to carry it around.
Speaking of clothes, I wonder if Miss Pryor's going to be wearing that plaid dress today.
She's so pretty.
She makes homeroom worth waking up for.
Leon, she's our teacher. Show some respect.
Oh, you're such a gentleman, Hal. No wonder the girls are throwing themselves at you.
That would be nice for a change.
Do you think you'll win the talent show this year, Harry?
Maybe.
Hopefully, someone needs to dethrone Titus Kleegor, son of Mayor Maximus Kleegor, grand champion of all talents.
It's no wonder he wins every year. His dad buys him all the best stuff to make sure no one else even has a chance.
Speak of the devil.
Out of my way, dork.
Yeah, dork.
Oh, sorry, Titus.
Okay, everyone, settle down. Now, as you know, the annual Scary Talent Show will be next Saturday, and I'm very excited to see how the acts are progressing. Harry, I see you're already dressed for the occasion.
Yes, Miss Pryor.
Harry Moon Butt.
Good one, Titus.
That's enough, Titus. Now, speaking of Mr. Moon, I will say that his magic show will be the act to watch this year. One day, Harry, you may be as good as the famous illusionist, Elvis Gold himself.
Ladies and gentlemen, the amazing Harry Moon!
Oh, yeah, wow, Harry, that was so awesome!
Thank you, thank you. Maybe I should add some new tricks. I don't know if I can win just doing my birthday party routine. Hello? That's weird. Okay, I'm out of here.
Hello, runt.
Hey, let me go.
I hear the old folks at Willow Woods Village are really excited for you to perform your smelly butt tricks for them next Saturday night.
That's funny, because I thought I would be beating you at the talent show that night.
You won't be there if you know what's good for you.
What are you going to do with those sheep shears?
Your name is Harry, isn't it?
Yeah, so what?
Well, I'm going to give your Harry Moon butt a haircut.
Let me go!
You're either going to drop out of the talent show, or I'm going to shear your Harry Moon butthead like a sheep.
Get off of me! Hey, you actually cut some of my hair off. You know, you're really living up to the name Maniac!
I'll get the rest of your hair later, you little runt!
You gotta let me change my name.
This chicken and rice pilaf is really tasty, dear.
Thank you.
I want to change my name, too. Every time I turn around, someone in my class is making kissy faces, saying stuff like, "Ooh, this honeymoon cruise is so romantic."
No one is changing their name.
But my name sounds like hair. And look, on the way home, Titus was calling me Harry Moon Butt, and he cut off some of my hair.
Maybe no one will even notice. You never comb it anyway. It looks fine. Be happy your name isn't Honey or Harvest.
What's wrong with my name?
Nothing, dear. It's a lovely name, like music or a wonderful poem.
What about George or Milo? I need to change it before next Saturday. Before the talent show. I can hear it now.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, from Nightingale Lane presenting his most amazing magic, the one and only Milo Moon!
That sounds awesome, don't you think?
No, I don't. We moons don't back down just because of a little adversity.
A little adversity? I was attacked with sheep shears.
Just remember where your name came from.
Harold Runyon, your army buddy.
He gave his life for mine in Iraq, so you will carry his name with the same nobility as he carried it. You got it, son?
Yes, sir.
Harry, let's not forget about excellence.
What do you mean, Mom?
Titus Kligor is just worried about you.
Worried about me? He's a beast. Plus, he's really talented. I don't think he's worried about me at all.
He wouldn't be picking on you if he wasn't driven by fear. Now, don't try to punch him out in the schoolyard. Nothing good can come of that. Instead, punch him out by being great at the talent show.
Mom, have you met your son?
Hey, come on!
Sometimes the truth hurts, brother. You need way better tricks.
You know, I was thinking about that. Mom, Isaac Howe and Leon are going to Chili Willy's tomorrow to get some costume pieces. Can I go with them and stop by the Sleepy Hollow magic shop?
Samson Dupree's store? I don't know about that.
Come on, please. Half Moon chewed up my last wand, and I really need a new one. No, I'm not getting you a new chew toy. The wand is for me.
Well, all right. It's getting close to Halloween, and tourists can get a little crazy. So you stick with your friends and stay safe, okay? Harry, I think it's time for me to tell you about when I first met Mr. Dupree.
It was at the magic shop, right?
Actually, both you and I met him when you were still a baby. We were walking around Boston Common. Oh, look at that beautiful smile. What's got you so excited? Hmm?
Excuse me, Mom.
Oh, me?
Yes. I must tell you, that baby you have in your arms has a unique destiny.
Thank you.
Your family will be moving to Sleepy Hollow soon.
Sleepy Hollow?
Yes. That boy was born to a special fate. The future of not only the town, but the whole world is hung in the balance.
I think I better go now. Thank you. That odd man was Samson Dupree. I thought us moving here was just a coincidence, but years later I walked into the Sleepy Hollow magic shop with Harry, and there was Mr. Dupree running the place.
Hello, Mrs. Moon. Hello, Harry.
Mom, how does he know our names?
Why, you're the man I met at Boston Common. What are the chances?
Oh, nothing happens by chance, as luck does not exist.
It's just as you said. Here we are in Sleepy Hollow. I thought a lot about what you said about Harry. I may be biased, but I know he is very special.
What are you talking about?
If you and your husband would allow me, Mrs. Moon, I can teach your son to wonder, to think, to dream about life and about the deep magic.
Oh, I would love to learn magic. Do you have any Elvis gold kits?
Yes, we can start with simple parlor tricks, but you will learn so much more. Mrs. Moon, I realize there is a trust here. It is a trust I promise never to take lightly. Harry must be ready for what is to come.
Wow. I wonder what's to come.
Mom, let's see if Harry can handle the talent show first, okay?